What a difference 5 years makes. Since the rock bottom of the economic recession in 2009, Michigan's unemployment rate has been cut in half, and skilled trade jobs are making a serious comeback. But all that success has led to another, newer problem.
Now it's a situation where the economy's turned around, there's a lot of building going on, and there's more work than there is workers.
That's Chris Wood, general manager of Team Bob's Plumbing and Heating in Traverse City. Wood is hanging out at the annual Business Expo, partly to continue his never-ending search for plumbing and heating technicians. He's tried hiring a national headhunting firm and has even resorted to recruiting workers from his competitors. It's the same story in construction, where contractors in northern Michigan sometimes have to go to Grand Rapids to find skilled laborers, and in manufacturing, the field that used to be the bedrock of Michigan's economy.
Did they explain what we do at this facility at all?
Jim Udell is leading a group of Bel Air High School students on a tour of the Anchor Lamina manufacturing plant. The 165,000 square foot plant has been one of the area's largest employers for generations.
What do you got here? A bunch of juvenile delinquents?
Udell just celebrated his 35th anniversary at the plant. He proudly notes that his daughter works in the quality control department. She's the third generation of Udells to work in this building.
Oh, is that? Is that your...
That's a picture of my dad back here in 1955, yep.
Right here at the same plant?
About 20 feet from where we're talking, yep.
Udell says it's been about a year since he's had high school students come visit the plant.
And it's kind of nice to see them back in here again. The manufacturing community, I mean, it's here and ready for some new younger workers.
Udell isn't kidding. The Manufacturing Institute says the average age of manufacturing workers is 56, while there are more than 600,000 open jobs all across the country. So where are the younger workers? And why do they seem uninterested in skilled trades? Erin Sue Meyer is a youth advisor for Michigan Works. She helped organize the factory tour. Meyer says that at some point along the line, skilled labor got a bum rap.
You know, we've promoted college for so long, and not everybody is cut out for college, and nor might not be exactly what they want to do, but maybe doing it because that's the expectation from parents.
Chris Webb from Team Bob's says young people who are interested in the trades tend to gravitate towards high-tech jobs.
You know, the kids today are, you know, so geared and focused towards working with computers, gaming, that type of thing. And I think there's a stigma, you know, with being in the trades. It's perceived as hard work, and it's perceived as low-paying work.
It's not like there isn't training available in northern Michigan for skilled trade work. Northwestern Michigan College has training programs in construction and welding, among other trades. And the Career Tech Center in Traverse City trains high school students in dozens of careers, including manufacturing.
Oh, I like it. I'd work here for sure.
That's William Gantner, a Bel Air High School senior. He was impressed by what he saw on the tour of the Anchor Lamina plant, although he says his number one choice would be to follow in his father's footsteps and become a heating and air conditioning technician.
There's a high demand for it. There's always work for them. They work all the time. You're on call pretty much 24 hours a day. You make good money.
How good? Chris Webb with Team Bob's says pretty good.
Our consultants are telling us that there are technicians in the HVAC world that can make $100,000 a year in certain parts of the country because there is such a demand for that skill.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.